You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam.
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
I feel like in post-production, you guys should put a bunch of bells and whistles and frantic New York stock trading. People have, you know, pre-pandemic, I don't think during the pandemic people are getting close to each other on Wall Street and screaming and yelling and handing papers back and forth. But we've got a guy right now in the Zoom chat. We don't know about this stuff, Joe. We're all amateurs around here, although Mike yesterday thinks he became a professional. Joe Weisenthal is from Bloomberg, and I've been told he's the guy we need to talk to understand what kind of chaos is going on. But he came on here, and Stugatz, you immediately said, as soon as he appeared in the Zoom, this guy's soaked in day trader. He's got to get to 9:30 a.m. because he's got to be a part of every goddamn trade that's being made today.
Oh, he looks the part. I mean, the hair is a mess. He's been up all night trading the Asian markets. He's got the headsets on. He's getting ready for the Dow to open, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. He said he only has like 11 minutes because,
yes,
you know, he doesn't want to miss a big trade or short.
Yes, you guys are going to put
a dark room.
Yes, you guys are a popular American sports entertainment entity that is flying solo, number one in sports. I'll join you for 9 minutes. I've got to get back. There's money being made, news being made, reports being made. So Joe Weisenthal is with us now. Bloomberg, what happened yesterday? How rare is it? How crazy is it? How funny is it? And how sustainable is it?
I don't know how sustainable it is. I'll start with that. I mean, people would have guessed going back to Monday or maybe even last Friday that this couldn't go on any longer, and it just keeps going on. So you would be insane to try to make any prediction about how sustainable it is. You know, the only analogy I can think of for what we're seeing in the stock market right now is, you know, there was the Black Monday, the crash in 1987 when the Dow fell 22%. This is like that in reverse, because no one back then thought the market could, anything could move down that much that fast. The gains we're seeing in stocks like GameStop, AMC, a bunch of others, no one thought stocks could move up that fast basically until this week. So it's an up crash. It is as historic in a sense as maybe something that crashed over 30 years ago.
Well, what does it mean though? The hedge fund guys are going to figure this out, right? Like, what's the end game, Spence?
You know, the underlying dynamic here that makes it really interesting is that, of course, GameStop was one of the most shorted companies. Everyone's like, yeah, it's dead. It's the blockbuster of video games. It's only a matter of time before there's no physical retail for video games anymore. So everyone is shorted. That, you know, shorts are kindling for a stock market move because everyone who's short a stock eventually has to buy it back to close out their trade. That shorts have never been combined with an extraordinary amount of distributed retail buying power. And we can talk a little bit later, if you want, about the specific mechanics of why the buying power from retail traders is so uniquely explosive these days. But it's really that combination that we've never seen before. And I think it's possible that shorting stocks is a career risk and is going to fundamentally be changed forever because it's just so dangerous at this point.
So what do you imagine happening in the next 10 days? Is it just impossible to predict what's going to happen? Has there been some sort of correction? Is this going to teach us anything? Are hedge fund guys going to forever be able to cut this at the knees so that it doesn't happen again? How much laughter was there yesterday as you watched anarchy descend upon your business?
I mean, I enjoyed it. Look, I thought there's almost no better story. It's one of the best stories I've ever seen. It's incredibly fun. There may be signs and ways for it to curb. I don't think it's going to go on forever. I mean, we already see, for example, some of the online brokerages curbing activity in some of these names a little bit at the margin. So that has an effect. The other thing you have to remember, too, is like, there's some folks on here now who are looking at major life-changing windfalls in the last several days. Traders who are on Wall Street Bets and others. At some point, you don't know when, at some point you have to imagine they're going to want to lock in their gains. Because eventually if you turn $50,000 into $50 million, at some point it becomes pretty tempting to take some chips off the table. The gains are slowing also a little bit already. I mean, you know, last time I checked, GameStop was up 30% this morning. That's a lot, but it's not 100%. So you can start to see how the move begins to curb a little bit as the shorts close out their position, the brokerages curb the activity, the early traders lock in some gains. But really knowing how it's going to go, who knows?
I want Mike to get out. I think he needs to get like all of his positions. I think he needs to trade out of them today. I don't recognize him anymore. He looks like a different person.
Well, let's have
these two
greedy.
Talk.
Joe,
he's selfish. Joe, tell him to get
what
out.
What advice right? would you give? Mike, first of all, defend your position on this before Joe even comes in here and tells you what to do.
I gotta hear it.
My position is one of fiscal wealth. I feel better about myself than I ever have. I'm riding high. I've been in this game for quite a while, Joe, since Monday, and I've learned a few tricks of the trade. Basically, if it has a funny meme attached, it's going to the moon. And while I hear what you're saying, and well, the stock market's been around since blah, 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 I'm looking at my portfolio, and business is booming. So I know you're going to be preaching responsibility and, you know, get out, and this is super dangerous, and this might be the fall of democracy as we know it, la, 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 la. A rocket emoji is really funny if you apply the right context to it.
Oh. You know, this is the thing, and I can't disagree with a single word you're saying. Like, people are trying to, like, ascribe all kinds of, like, political motives, and let me explain how the traders are fits into my long-held belief about socioeconomics and democracy. It looks really fun. Like I like beyond the money, it looks fun as hell. The rocket emojis, the memes, and so I can't begrudge anyone who wants to like get in on it. It looks really fun, and I'm having fun just reporting on it. I'm not even making a fortune on it.
Okay, but help us.
I'm not going to like tell anyone, you know what the cliche is. Don't bet more than you can afford to lose, but I don't do what you want.
What he doesn't realize is Mike just learned you had to buy. He had to buy it to close out the position. Mike, like, you have no idea what you're doing, Mike.
Joe, maybe you can explain to me why all these boomers are trying to scare me with these pre-market movements and AMC is down 11. I just keep preaching. Hold the line. Three words to live by. Hold the line.
Diamond
strong hands.
Diamond hands.
You get me, Joe, in ways that no one else does, baby.
Oh, jeez.
I love it. I like. Look, you know, for years, I've been covering the market for a while, and I used to see these big things where these hedge funders would go to these exclusive conferences that you would pay thousands of dollars to enter, and they would put up a 200-page slide deck on like, well, here's why the breakup value of Kansas City Southern Railroad should mean that the stock is worth 20% more than it's trading. And then the insiders who were there at the conference, it like the stock popped 2 or 3%. And, you know, like, how is that okay? I mean, it's, you know, everyone's allowed to say whatever they want, but I don't have any, like, I'd say it's all fair to me. And so if you want to like keep pressing them, if you want to keep up with the memeing, I say have a ball.
Okay, you say that.
Who am I to judge?
Okay, you say that. Who am I to judge? But what I'm worried about when I say help me, what I'm pleading with you, Joe, on behalf, I'm not saying help me.
Yeah.
I'm saying help America, help democracy. You're from Bloomberg. You're a responsible reporter who is now actively rooting for anarchy. And in the middle of everything that we're doing in terms of jokes and laughs and pointing at each other, is democracy falling at your foot? Joe, like, what is happening here where the entire economy is going to fluctuate so much that we're going to get to a point where currency doesn't matter because nobody knows what the hell is valuable anymore? The stock market doesn't reflect the economy ever, but the stock market right now, this is a bozo show. Like, we're just pouring trillions of dollars of cash into our economy on one end, and over here that we're dealing with this. Like, what is this? Like, are we in danger?
I don't think, look, I mean, just to go back, people should be, you know, by and large, I would not recommend, as fun as it looks, not risking their life fortune. So, you know, I feel like as a serious journalist, I must be compelled to say something like that. I don't think it's dangerous to democracy, but to the extent that there is a danger to things like social media is pretty wild. Like, it's a pretty new thing and we don't really know like where it's going. We don't really know what it's going to mean politically. We don't really know what it's going to mean in terms of who gets elected to what. We don't know anything, misinformation, whatever. So it's like now we're seeing that play out in the stock market. It's pretty weird. I guess it's kind of scary in some levels to see like how these things can spiral up so fast. But death of democracy, I mean, you know, look, it's like some hedge funders are going to lose some money. The interesting thing is it's like GameStop, AMC, they're kind of small. But the interesting dynamic here is that if your shorts aren't working, shorts hedge your longs. If your shorts aren't working, you can't be as long, so you sell your longs, and that's how a tiny company like GameStop can actually create volatility that we're seeing across the markets.
Joe, what are your thoughts on Dogecoin, a digital coin started as a joke that surged 77% in the last couple of days with all this Reddit stuff?
You know, I wish I had bought some like 6 years ago, because I was like at some party or some event where people were like trading it like in real time live is super fun. And I was like, oh, this is funny. And now it's still here. You know, like all these things, it's just like you just meme them into existence. GameStop could be the biggest company in the world. Bitcoin could be the new world's reserve currency. Any other random currency could survive. Like it's 2021.
What were the funniest things, Joe, about yesterday to you? Funniest?
Oh, well, you know, the funniest move. So I saw all these jokes on Twitter and everyone was like, well, if Blockbuster were still around, its stock would be up 1,000%. Well, it turned out that there is a ticker BLIAQ, which represents this little stub of an equity, which is actually Blockbuster. There is this ticker that is related to Blockbuster. I guess they're still liquidating some of the assets. It's a slow process from the bankruptcy years ago. It was up like 1,500% in 2 days. So The joke became true. Everyone joked about it. It turned out it was real. That was my favorite thing yesterday, probably.
What was the scariest thing about yesterday? Or did you not do fear? Were you just sitting outside of it and being like, okay, we know nothing now. Nothing that we know to be true is true anymore.
I mean, that's scary. The sort of, you know, what's the meta-philosophics of all knowledge being fake is a little scary. I mean, I think, look, it is pretty, when you see really big financial institutions, suddenly like the ground shakes beneath them and they have to liquidate their big winners. You know, there's an interesting period in the month. People should look it up. August 2007, there was an event, the quant meltdown. And what happens is everyone piles into the same trades. They're all buddies. They're all talking, you know, we're talking about hedge funds here. Everyone has the same idea, the same shorts, the same longs. And wild stuff can happen when everyone's trades all move in the wrong direction at the same time. And so if you want to like look at some interesting historical analogs, people might start talking about the quant meltdown of August 2007. That's kind of, you know, that was a scary time. It still doesn't seem like this is going to be as big as that. These things happen and these things have happened for a long time. They take on new forms from time to time. Mostly it's still just in the interesting, funny anarchy phase more than scary.
Mike owns AMC Theaters. He's the CEO, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he is. It's down $6.30% in the pre-market. Here's the problem, though. You can close out your position in this stock, but you cannot purchase additional shares. What the hell is guys? Mike, get out.
As one of the sitting board members, I happen to know that they've made more stock available this morning. Isn't that right, Joe?
So I'm a little unclear. I mean, there's all kinds of things. You know, I will say it's kind of funny. Like, I love, like sticking it to the suits and everything. But one of the big winners of this that we learned is that the creditors to AMC, which is Silver Lake, one of them is, like, this private equity firm. So they're winning big. So there are some on Wall Street who are losing. There are also some big-time established institutions that are cleaning up on this. That's why, like, you know, people who get too excited about their preferred political narratives, I'm into the money-making part. I'm into the anarchy. But when people, like, try to, like, tell some really important stories, it gets a little much.
Joe, I can explain it to you. Basically, you have these convertible senior secured notes that can be converted into Class A common stock, as you know, probably. And the result is that Joe Public, like you and me, we get more common stock available to us as soon as tomorrow.
Right. Like, that's one way, you know, we were talking about how does this end? And there are various curves. But another curve is if these companies just keep issuing more shares because they take advantage of the fact that their stock is very high. That is a potential curb on all this, because eventually there's so much demand from retail traders, it starts to get swamped with supply. It may be incremental, but it is one way that these things start to slow down, because these board members, they're not idiots. They take advantage of the opportunity to raise money while it's cheap.
Joe Weisenthal, Bloomberg, with us now. Do you want to get out of here? Because it's been about 15 minutes, but you look like you're having a hell of a time. This looks like a more fun party than the frenetic one that you're about to enter headfirst into. So do you need to get out of here, or can I badger you with 5 more minutes of questions?
5 more minutes sounds great. I hate to leave you guys.
Okay.
Five minutes sounds great.
Well, we're enjoying this, and you're informing us. So you're telling us, in terms of precedent for what it is that we are witnessing now, it's basically the internet laughing for a few days at hedge fund guys. Has objective Joe Weisenthal been laughing at the hedge fund guys? Are you happy that you're supposed to be objective? Are you happy that the hedge fund guys are being beaten by the comment section?
It's pretty fun. I mean, I can't lie. I am a completely neutral, straight-laced, objective journalist at a established financial organization. It's pretty fun. I don't want it to end. I don't want people to lose their shirts. You know, I do worry that at some point this could come tumbling down. Some retail are going to lose a lot of money. It's pretty fun, though.
I want Chris to lose his shirt. Chris, if you want some advice, Chris, take off your shirt and ask Joe, please. We're live on Twitch. We can't stop anything. Please ask Joe a question, because I don't want you to lose your shirt, but I do want you to lose your shirt. You probably need some advice from Joe on what to do. You think what, Chris? As you've got an expert here telling you what to do with your money. Take off your shirt and ask him.
Well, my shirt's still on. How about I ask it and then I'll take off my shirt? Okay. Joe, I'm a scare. I was a low and slow, cooking a brisket in the oven type of trader.
Nice.
You know, like Apple, like low and slow, my retirement fund. And then now I got my mic and the group chats, and they're going crazy. They're trying to pressure me. Just what advice generally would you give the guy who doesn't really know what he's doing here?
You know, look, the gambling impulse, the speculative impulse is real. You're going to do it one way or another. I guess my advice would be segment. There it is. There
goes
the shirt.
Yes! Glory be to God! HR violation! Yes! Move down the cameras! Nipples up! Keep the nipples out of there!
This works. This is a good look, actually.
Move down the cameras!
I'm sorry, Joe. We interrupted you.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. My advice, if you're going to, is to segment some of your money. Keep your Apples. Keep your Vanguard 2055 target date retirement fund. Take some chunk of it and have fun. Segregate 10%, whatever it is, 20%, and do the YOLO trades to your heart's content. To me, that seems like the best way to, like, scratch that itch without being dangerous.
Boring.
I know.
My Tootsie Roll.
YOLO it all into Tootsie Roll.
All right, so Joe, the people who are listening now who actually care about business, we have never before this moment in 20 years been a business show, but all of a sudden, because of yesterday, we're now, we're some form, it feels like, of CNBC. What's the question the business people in our audience are saying, you got to ask this guy this. What's the question I failed to ask you about everything happening yesterday because I'm not a business person?
Ooh. I mean, there's a really interesting dynamic that I like about how traders are moving markets so much that I find to be really fascinating. So everybody knows that, okay, if you combine a bunch of retail activity at once, that amplifies the leverage. That's pretty easy to understand. One person can't move the market, but you get 100,000 people on Reddit or a million people that can. There's another dynamic that I find super fascinating, which is that with the use of call options, and that's kind of new, free trading call options, you can further amplify your leverage because when you buy a call option from the dealer is then essentially on the hook and they want to hedge their exposure. So they'll buy the underlying stock to hedge their book. It's called a gamma hedging or something. It's super interesting. And so there's this double leverage. There's the leverage of the masses, everyone coming together, and by using calls, it compounds. So the fundamentals of how this can sort of create this upward spiral in the price, I just find it to be like this totally fascinating thing and sort of another dynamic that's totally catching people by surprise.
Billy, as an amateur, do you have anything as an amateur who's afraid, who doesn't want in this game and sees everyone making money but you right now, is there anything you'd like to ask Joe Weisenthal of Bloomberg before he heads into the frenzy of another workday where everyone's throwing feces and money at each other?
I wouldn't ask so much as I'd give you a piece of advice, Joe, from all of my years of kind of reading this. Be fearful when others are greedy, but be greedy when others are fearful.
Ooh, profound.
Yeah. Use that later on TV.
Came up with it.
I've been following this stuff for a long time, like 2 or 3 weeks now. So I appreciate your sage insight.
This guy does know what he's talking about.
Wow, this guy's throwing around the resume. He's throwing the bona fides at you, Billy. You don't know what you're talking about. Look at him. He sips from a mug vigorously and valiantly and triumphantly because he has conquered the market every day for how many years, Joe? You don't mess around. You're a guy who knows his business.
I've been following this stuff for a little over a decade, I guess.
There you go, Billy. Right. How about you eat some of that, Billy? You sarcastic little...
I'm going to say that on air, though, Billy. Say that on air tonight.
That's yours.
That's
you
a
don't
major
even quote me.
Thank you.
Billy told me that.
We appreciate it, Joe. We appreciate
Thanks
you being
for
on.
Having
Thank
me.
You.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Stugacci, you may have heard through his grief, just find me in the middle of that. He just said that's a major fine, $5, because my phone went off.
I mean, it was loud.
What am I going to do about the fact that Gary Honig, my mentor and one of the guys that's now around the pirate ship, doesn't know when we're on air and calls me every day at the same time when we're on air? What am I going to do about that?
Babe, I don't know. I'm looking at the stock market. We're 10 minutes away from opening bell. Figure it out, all right?
Babe.
I got to take this. Peach.
People are saying my shoulders are feminine.
They are not that.
They're not what I expected, though. I got to be honest.
Certainly not that. Yeah. So here we are. Let's inspect what we have here.
What do you guys think? Like, give me
Chris,
an assessment.
What I have enjoyed, okay, is that ever the team player, you did a great thing, and I hope everyone on Twitch was able to see it morph because it's a visual joke that isn't available if you're just listening via audio. But Chris fought vigorously with his computer, sight unseen, because he decided at some point, I saw the flash on his face, I'm going to do this for Dan. I'm going to let him have the dismount on the joke, and I'm going to take one for the team here, even though the last thing in the world I want to do is show my shirt to these people who can't. I can't trust them with my vulnerability.
So, I'm naked in more ways than one right now.
Yes, and so you fiddled with the camera until I believe you got a good shot. Now, it's not the shot they're going to want. Chris, they're going to want you to lower it. They're going to, but I believe you found it.
I'd rather show my penis.
We'll get to that at the end of the segment.
Then your stomach?
We're gonna get, we're gonna,
this is where it's going to end.
I'm not kidding.
It's going to end.
You won't.
It's
you would choose your penis over your stomach. Are you serious?
Over, no, over like my chest, like the man boob area. Like, yes. Damn right I would.
Okay.
I've actually lost a lot of weight this week.
Mike, I believe this segment is going to end with a segment I like to call Belly or Penis. I believe that we're going to force Chris
wow,
into
wow, that's a direct competitor to Yarger Narg.
What's going on with Yarger Narg?
Yarger Narg will be debuting in hour one of the national show, which will come in about, you know, I don't know. After opening bell, I know that. I've got to monitor some stuff.
Mike, you see Robin Hood's getting crushed. You can no longer buy any more stock.
I mean, small potatoes.
You're going to lose.
No, that's Robin Hood, though. You think that's the industry in day trading? Come on. Hey, you think I'm some little tadpole?
Where are you trading?
I'm a barrel, baby.
Roy wants to get in the middle of this because he doesn't see what the big scandalous, rebellious thing is in Chris being shirtless on a Twitch, that's not real nudity. Roy, in terms of showing off the body, Roy, I believe we've been able to drink in every little piece of Roy on ESPN, correct? Not on these little Twitch shadows.
Yes, on two separate occasions, I was shirtless and pantsless, yes.
So you're not such a big shot, Chris. You're just feminine shoulders. Who thinks you have feminine shoulders like that?
Somebody said it. Somebody said it in the chat.
But can we be honest? I mean, they're not what you expected. I expected broader shoulders.
No, he looks broad, and he doesn't look heavy there. He looks like he's got, you know, some baldness. He looks older than he actually is. But the top of his head, if we're going to expect it, rather not the top of his head, the top of his shoulders, he looks fine. That's not embarrassing to him.
Chris, don't worry. They're trying to psych you out. They're trying to zap your confidence away. Today, the shoulders you sit on are the shoulders of titans, like the guys making the memes.
Why did you go capiche so late? Somebody asked in the chat that you were doing why you were doing John Gruden. John Gruden made an appearance, but I thought you were going for Ellis from Die Hard, just sleazy, cokey guy who makes money, who's overly arrogant. But there was no capiche very late, and people thought you were doing Gruden.
I mean, John Gruden doing socks would be something. I mean,
I'd like to hear it.
Give me like 5 minutes.
All right, I'll give you it. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and
work.
We're
gonna buy some Hooters, man. Is that $HOOT or $Hoot, man? Where can I invest in a blooming onion?
I can't believe that we just became a business show. We've been doing an hour. Billy, how you're laughing. We've never done this before.
I don't think we're a business show because we had a stock guy on and Chris is shirtless talking about how. Can I ask you guys a question, honestly? So when you go to sell, it takes 3 days to sell. Stugat said that earlier.
3 business days, unless you could set a date where you can just automatically sell it, but then you're rolling the dice because you don't know what the price is.
Chris, tell him, and I'll listen to you because I have no idea how this works.
I mean, I just click a button and I sell it. It seems to happen instantly for me. I don't really know what's happening, but I know that I buy it, and then 10 minutes later I sell it, and it's gone from my life.
Where are you buying it on?
On TD Ameritrade?
Right, but do you know you're buying it 3 days? Like, you're getting the closing price 3 days from now. Like, is the money coming right back into your account?
I'm seeing, like, the net. Like if I bought it for this and I sell it for this, my account went up whatever the net profit is.
I'm not exactly sure.
You have
sure,
no idea you know what you're doing.
What you're saying doesn't sound right.
This is the problem when you say, I don't really know how it works.
Chris, hold on. Are you guys telling me that Stugatz, who's actually a veteran trader, just realized in your portfolio, sniffing around for a minute, that you don't know what you're doing so much that you think you have money you don't actually have because you're 3 days behind the curve? Is that what Stugatz is saying?
He's teaching me something. If it's the three, like, you got to teach me. I was assuming I'm
that's great.
Doing it on
if, no,
an
but
app.
If that's the case and you're doing this naked and we... Mike, during that, I was wondering if we could have Chris Whittingham put in the chat the idea of putting a CNBC scroll or making our screen look like, and I know this is a big ask given that we just got our
It's an impossible ask. Don't ask it.
Okay, so I'm asking how soon...
You want a stock ticker?
No, how soon... No. How soon is it possible to make visual jokes with graphics on Twitter?
We have graphic overlays and representation that we've worked very hard on because we've needed lead time on those things.
What I'm asking you, I guess, because I've always wanted to do this show. I wanted to do this show as something. If it was going to be on television, I wanted the television show to have its own personality and the television show to speak to the audience through jokes.
Have you not seen the Twitch right now?
Hold on a second, Mike. I'm trying to finish. That is
well,
planned.
I need you to finish in the next 4 minutes. It's opening bell, baby.
I'm asking because if we can make jokes in real time off of what just happened to the show, if it just sprung up on Twitch, CNBC, and it suddenly looked like business graphics, that would be funny. And I'm asking you, how long are we from the television show being able to make fun of the radio show in real time as opposed to having to plan it out beforehand so we have graphics 3 days ago?
I'm being told on the Twitch right now there's some stocks.
Yes?
Yeah.
We've got the ability to do that?
Yeah. Really? I'm just as surprised as you, baby.
I want to punch you.
I do want to punch you in the face, punch you in the toothpick that's in your mouth. Where did you get a toothpick? I did not. You're adding a visual element to this that you're not a toothpick chewer.
I am since Monday.
There was some Connery in there.
I wasn't. You know what I wasn't else? Like last time you saw me? A millionaire. But a lot has changed.
The Twitch guy just covered everybody's face with just this giant generic stock market graphic. You can't see anything but that.
Chris, how are you feeling right now about your nudity? How close are we as a show to seeing your penis? Where are we headed with this bit? Where is it? And when I say bit, I'm not talking about your penis.
I mean, the penis thing depends on how AMC does at the Open. But I'm feeling good about this angle. I feel like I can keep this, but I don't want to reach up. I don't want to like raise my hand. I don't want to do anything.
Okay, but what I'm asking, Billy, what needs to be the payoff to the joke visually and on?
This is it, Dan. This is the payoff, okay? Unless you want my penis, because you're not getting my tummy, okay? It's either this and penis or nothing.
I just want a segment to end with me shouting, Chris, I want your penis.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.